Ravenous by Henry Dimbleby. The one-sentence summary. The food system is making us sick and destroying our environment, so we need to change it. What the book says. The author was co-founder of the Lyon restaurant chain, a government advisor and author of the National Food Strategy. He believes that the food system that feeds us so efficiently is leading us to disaster and suggests what can be done about it. The food system is one of the most productive and destructive industries on Earth. Globally, we now produce 50% more calories than we need to feed ourselves. At the same time, diet-related disease has become the biggest cause of avoidable illness and death in the developed world. Even if it didn't make us ill, the food system would still be life-threatening. It is the biggest cause of deforestation, drought, water pollution, and biodiversity collapse, and the second biggest cause of climate change after the fuel industry. We need to change the way people and politicians see the food system, to get beyond the guff of the daily news cycle and examine how the machinery of production and consumption really works. Over 80% of processed food sold in the UK is unhealthy, as defined by the World Health Organization, deeming them unsuitable to market to children. Our current food system is riddled with system traps, which include policy resistance, the tragedy of the commons, when a finite resource is accessible to everyone and they take as much out as possible before it runs out, drift to low performance, shifting the burden to the intervener, rule beating, and seeking the wrong goal. Since 1930, we have lost 97% of our wildflowers, half our ancient woodland, 56% of our heathland, and 90% of our lowland ponds. Modern food production has trapped us in a junk food cycle. Humanity worked out how to grow food to avoid mass starvation, and in the process prioritizes quantity over quality. We have changed our diet to match this system, and this diet is now making both us and the planet ill. Almost 1 in 3 adults in the UK are obese or severely obese. This obesity epidemic hasn't been a sudden disaster, more of a slow-moving landslide. No matter how bad the headlines get, the British public and political class can't seem to muster an appropriate level of fear. Instead, we feel boredom, statistical snowblindness, and a kind of instinctive recoil to what we believe to be common sense solutions. Eating well is much harder if you're poor. The way we eat in Britain is one of the clearest markers of inequality. Children in the poorest areas are fatter and shorter, a poor combination of overweight and undernourished. The way we eat is imperiling the way we eat. There is no government department in the UK that has any idea or has even been tasked to find out what the true costs of food production are.